弟兄姊妹，我们请来看几处的圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let's turn to a few passages in the Bible.
首先，我们请大家翻开约翰福音第一章。
Let's read the Gospel according to John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章，我们读一到三节。
Chapter 1, verses 1 to 3.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
这道太初与神同在。
He was in the beginning with God.
万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
All things came into being through him, and apart from him nothing came into being that has come into being.
我们再看继续读第四节，生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
Verse 14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory. Verse 4. In him was life, and the life was the light of men.
Yeah. 然后我们请读十四节。
And next, verse 14.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
我们再继续读十七、十八节。
Next verses 17 to 18.
律法本是借着摩西传的。恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ.
从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten God who is in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him.
好，我们再请翻开约翰福音十四章。
Next, let's turn to John chapter 14.
我们看第六节。
Verse 6.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me.
我们再看十六、十七节。
Next, verses 16 and 17.
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。
I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever.
就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
That is in the spirit of truth.Whom the world cannot receive, because it does not see him or know him, but you know him, because he abides with you and will be in you.
最后我们看二十六节。
Lastly, let's look at verse 26.
但保惠师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you.
好，我们圣经暂时读在这里。
These are passages for today.
我们请低头再有一点祷告。
Let's bow for another word of prayer.
主，我们读了你宝贵的话语。
Lord, we are reading your precious word.
我们求主今天早晨按着你自己丰盛的恩典把你的话解开。
Lord, may you, with your abundant grace, open up your word to us today.
让我们能够眼睛得开，看见耶稣基督真是我们唯一的道路、真理和生命。
Let our eyes be open, Lord. Open our eyes. Let us see that you are truly the way, the truth, and the life.
若不借着你，我们不能到父那里去。
That without you, unless through you, we cannot come before the Father.
但是借着你在十字架上为我们已经开了一条又新又活的路。
But through your work on the cross, you've opened up a new living way for us.
我们如今可以坦然无惧来到父的施恩座前。
And today we can come boldly before your throne.
我们可以来求连续蒙恩惠做我们应时的帮助。
Well, we can ask for your grace and mercy in our time of need.
我们感谢主，你 这样莫大的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your grace and mercy.
我们早晨就求你在圣灵里面与我们同在。
This morning we ask that your spirit may be with us.
我们一同等候在你面前。
Together we will wait before you.
祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹，我们上一次交通到道路真理生命。
Brothers and sisters, last time we shared about the way, the truth, and the life.
因为主呢，他是我们来到父面前唯一的道路。
For the Lord is our only way to come before the Father.
也是唯一的真理。
And He is the only truth.
也是唯一的生命。
And He's the only life.
如果不借着他，我们不能够来到父的跟前。
If we do not come through the Lord, we are unable to come before the Father.
我们都知道呢，我们在地上生活，我们今天不过是寄居，不过是客旅。
We all know that our time on earth is only, we're only sojourners, we're wanderers on this earth, it's only temporary.
地不是我们的家。
This earth is not our home.
我们的家是在天上。
Our home is above.
父才是我们永远的居所。
Our Father is our eternal abode.
所以我们今天蒙恩得救的基督徒
We are here Christians who have been saved by grace.
我们在地上我们是寄居和客旅
We living on this earth are only sojourners or pilgrims.
那我们要知道我们终极的居所乃是要回到父的家我们永远与父同在
But we must know that our ultimate home, our true home is with the Father.
圣经呢有一个很美丽的图画。
In the Bible, there's this beautiful picture that it paints.
当以色列神对以色列人应许的时候
when God gave promises to the Israelites.
以色列人当时住在埃及。
The Israelites were still living in Egypt.
他们在埃及呢虽然也可以过一点肉身的享受的生活。
In Egypt, they were able to enjoy some fleshly amenities or enjoyments.
但是他们在地上为奴。
But in truth, they were still slaves in Egypt.
遭受许多的劳苦。
They were forced to do many laborious tasks.
神看见他们
and the Lord saw them
听见他们的哀声
and heard their cries
神来到他们中间呢应许把他们带出埃及
so the Lord came into their midst and promised that he would take them out of Egypt
要把他们带进迦南地就是那一块牛奶与蜜之地
and promised to lead them into Canaan the land of milk and honey
那我们知道在整个旧约的历史
So we know the entire history of the Old Testament
讲到神怎样拯救他们
Speaks of how the Lord saved the Israelites
这一幅美丽的图画
This beautiful picture
神至终把他们带出埃及进入旷野来到迦南地
Paints of a picture of how the Lord led the Israelites out of Egypt through the wilderness and finally into Canaan
不仅仅只是一个在人世当中所发生一个真实的历史
so this is not just a something that happened in human history
并且这也讲到我们基督徒如今在地上在基督耶稣里神所要成就那一个完满的旨意
it also is a story that speaks of how the Lord will accomplish his perfect will on earth
我们在地上
We are living on this earth today
因着我们都是亚当的后代
Because we are all descendants of Adam
我们在地上受罪的辖制
We are under the bondage of sin
我们在地上终日劳苦才得糊口
We have to labor hard in order to feed ourselves
那我们在 这个罪的辖制底下。
But while we're under this jurisdiction, this bondage of sin,
我们是为奴仆的。
We are enslaved still.
神在他的儿子耶稣基督里面的救赎。
But in the redemptive salvation work of the Son of God, our Lord Jesus,
不仅要叫我们脱离罪和死的这个瑕疵的光景当中，
has not only freed us from the bondage of sin and death,
他要把我们带进耶稣基督那一个丰富牛奶与蜜之地，
but will lead us into Jesus Christ, our land of milk and honey,
并且我们要脱离这一块啊，暂时会朽坏的啊，这一块受咒诅的地。
And we will finally leave this place on earth, this cursed place.
我们要进入耶稣基督在啊神在基督里在天上为我们所存的那一块丰富的基业。
And we will enter into that rich inheritance that has been prepared for us by our Lord.
所以回到父那里是我们啊一个极荣耀的盼望。
So this glorious hope that we have is to one day return to the Father.
那主耶稣说，我就是唯一的道路。
Now the Lord Jesus said, I am the way.
因为在圣经里面他讲到 I am the way, the truth, and the life.
In the Bible it says, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
在每一个道路真理生命之前都有一个定冠词。
In the English version, before every noun, there's an article. A definite article.
他乃是那一个唯一。
The signifies that he is the only one.
世界上啊，今天有许多的宗教。
On this earth today, there are many religions.
许多的人认为啊，回到神那里有许多的路。
And many people believe there are many paths to God.
但是主耶稣在这里宣告，只有他是唯一的道路。
But the Lord Jesus here proclaimed that He is the only way to God.
那我们上一次讲到道路的问题。
Last time, we shared about the question of the way.
主啊，道成了肉身。
Jesus, Lord, became flesh on earth.
他为我们世人所有的罪死在十字架上。
And he died on the cross for our sins.
他为我们开了这一条又新又活的路。
And he opened up for us a new and living way.
让我们能够回到父的面前。
So that we can return to the Father.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
圣经告诉我们
This is what the Bible tells us.
天下人间没有赐下别的名人可以靠着得救。
There's no other name on earth under which we can be saved.
只有耶稣基督的名。
Only the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这是主，他是我们唯一的拯救。
The Lord is our one and only salvation.
那我们知道啊，主不仅拯救了我们。
Now we know that the Lord has not only saved us.
他在圣经里面也告诉我们。
In the Bible, it tells us still.
告诉我们，我们如今啊，脱离黑暗，归向光明。
Tells us how we are able to leave darkness and enter light.
从撒旦的权下，我们已经归向神。
We have already been taken from the dominion of Satan and given to God.
就这客观来说，好像神已经把我们从埃及带到了迦南美地。
Objectively speaking, it's as if the Lord has taken us out of Egypt and brought us into the land of Canaan.
但是这是神在基督里为我们做成的。
But this is something that has been accomplished through Jesus Christ.
我们知道圣经讲到真理的时候常常会提到它有客观性的一面跟主观的一面。
We know that when the Bible talks about truth, there is both a subjective and objective side.
当讲到客观的一面的时候总是讲到神怎样在基督里为我们所成就的一切。
the objective side of the truth always alludes to how the Lord has accomplished what he accomplished in Christ.
我们感谢神。
And we thank God.
我们只要在信心里面，我们就能够得着白白的恩典。
As long as we are in faith, we can receive this grace freely.
但是在圣经里面也强调我们有主观的经历。
But the Bible also talks about our own subjective experiences.
主观的经历呢，乃是让我们能够经历到基督所做成的，也能够做成在我们的身上。
Our subjective experiences inform what the Christ has already done, and what he has done in us as well.
首先乃是我们在一个地位上已经达到那一个目的。
As if we were once in one position, now we have reached this, the end goal.
在主观的经历上，让我们能够经历到那一个地位的实际。
The subjective experience tells us how we have moved from one to the reality.
所以我们知道主啊，他在地上，他走了啊这一条回到父的啊那一条道路。
So we can see how the Lord on his life on earth shows how he has walked the path back to the Father.
他为我们啊成就了这一个救赎的工作。
And this saving work that he has accomplished.
今天圣经也在多处告诉我们。
The Bible today still tells us this in many places.
我们基督徒在地上过生活。
As Christians, as we live on this earth.
我们不再像世界上的人一样。
We are no longer to live as those living on this earth.
我们是已经被神分别出来的一般人。
We have been consecrated, separated out from the world.
我们的生活乃是一条道路。
Our life now is a path.
而这一条道路乃是让我们在地上就走向天上父那里去的这一条道路。
And this path leads back to the Father above.
那我们上一次已经提到我们就着一面来说学习基督。
Last time we share about one aspect, that is, we must learn Christ.
我们披上新人。
We must put on the new man.
我们在地上靠着主的恩典，我们要追求圣洁。
And by God's grace, we must pursue sanctification, holiness.
因为神是圣洁的神。
Because God is holy.
人没有圣洁，不能见神的面。
And unless we are holy, unless man is holy, we cannot come before the Lord.
当我们在走这一条圣洁的道路的时候，
While we are walking on this path of holiness,
什么是圣洁呢？
What exactly is holiness?
圣洁就是把自己分别出来归给神。
Holiness is the consecrating of the self to be given to God.
我们还没有蒙恩得救的时候，
Before we were saved,
我们生活是按着我们自己的需要。
We lived our lives according to our earthly needs.
按着这个世界的潮流。
We followed the flow of the world.
我们在那里追求我们自己的理想。
And we all went after pursued our own ideals.
但是当我们蒙恩得救之后，
But after we have become saved,
我们愿意把自己分别出来。
We are now willing to separate ourselves from the world.
我们把自己归给神。
And give ourselves to the Lord Himself.
让我们能够竭力追求在主面前有一个合神心意的生活在他的面前。
And we must pursue with all our power and strength a life that is pleasing to the Lord, to God.
让我们能够成为圣洁。
So that we may become holy.
神可以用我们。
And the Lord will be able to use us.
神可以带领我们。
And the Lord will be able to lead us.
都是在这个圣洁的里面一直引导归回到他自己那里。
All this is done in this holiness, our leading and our return to the Father.
那 我们当然知道也提过，就是当我们去学习追求这个圣洁的时候，
Last time we mentioned that when we're pursuing this path of sanctification of holiness,
这个方法神所用的一直都是十字架的方法。
The method that God continually uses and always uses is through the cross.
所以这一条道路也可以称为是十字架的道路。
So this path that we're on, that we're talking about, can also be called the path of the cross.
好，那我们今天呢，继续来看第二个点，就是真理。
So today we'll be moving on to the second point, which is life, the life.
Truth.
Oh, sorry, the truth.
那真理呢，在圣经里面没有一个很明显的定义。
So truth, in the Bible, there's not a very clear definition.
所以不容易把它定义出来。
So it's very hard to define it explicitly.
所以当主说我就是真理的时候，
So when the Lord says, I am the truth,
好像我们可以懂一点。
It seems that we are able to understand a bit of what he's saying.
但是又不是那么清楚的能够明白。
But then again, it's still not very clear what it means exactly.
那我们今天可以先来看一下。
So let's take a look today.
真理呢，在圣经里面，它希腊的原文主要两个意思。
Truth in the original Greek has two meanings.
第一个意思呢，就是真实的。
The first meaning is true.
你比方讲呢，今天是6月23号。
For example, today is June 23rd.
我来到教会聚会。
I have come to the church to meet with everyone.
教会今天所发生的事情我都经历到。
I have experienced everything that happened today at church.
所以这是真实的。
This is true. This is reality.
我想大家对这个很容易明白。
I'm sure everybody can easily understand this point.
那真理呢，它有一个特别的意思呢，它相对于虚假。
Now the meaning of truth has this, its antonym is emptiness or falseness, falsehood.
有今天在这个世界上呢，有很多虚假的东西。
So there's many things on this earth which are not real, they're false.
那我们知道呢，特别大家手上都有个手机。
I think everybody by now has a smartphone.
每一个人呢，每一天看了不少的新闻。
And many of you, I'm sure, have seen many, many different news reports.
但是你看久了以后，你就慢慢心中自己会有一个感觉。
But after you've seen enough reports, you may start to have this feeling.
很多假的东西。
That there's a lot of fake things.
或者很多不准确的东西。
Or there are many things that are not accurate.
那真理呢，与这些完全相对。
And truth is in direct opposition to these things.
它是一个实在的。
Truth is steeped in reality.
并且呢，它重要的一个性质就是它有绝对性。
And its one important characteristic is that it is absolute.Truth is absolute.
不会受时间、空间、地点的改变。
It will not be affected by spatial, temporal, or geographic factors.
所以不仅有绝对性呢，应该说它也有具有一个永远性。
So in other words, in its absoluteness, truth is eternal.
你比方讲最近发生的一件事。
For example, there's an event that happened recently.
你知道在科学界呢，他们重新用另外一种东西来定义什么叫做一公斤。
You know that the science authority has redetermined what exactly constitutes one kilogram.
那一公斤呢，在很长的一段时间呢，是用另外一种，是用一种物质 ，right 一种，然后最近呢，他们要把它换成是另外一种。元素，所以呢，各位。
So before 1 kilogram was defined by using a certain material, but now they're changing it to another element to define what is 1 kilogram.
对，所以 不管怎么样，在地球上一公斤就是一公斤，大家全世界的各国的科学家聚集开会都同意。
So the entire world, everybody in the science community, agrees on what exactly is 1 kilogram.
但是这一公斤在地球是真理。
So, but 1 kilogram is a truth on this earth.
但是你把这个东西拿到月球，它变成1/6 kilogram.
But if you bring this 1 kilogram to the moon, it all of a sudden becomes 6/10 kilogram.
因为
1/6 kilogram.
这个重量是根据地心引力而改变。
Because this 1 kilogram changes due to the gravity.
所以它就不能变成是一个绝对的真理。
So now this 1 kilogram is no longer considered can no longer be considered an absolute truth.
那我们知道神的话它永远不会改变。
Now we know that God's word will never change.
你比方说呢，耶稣基督
，For example, Jesus Christ.
他是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
你比方讲，耶稣基督他来到地上为我们成就救赎的工作。
We say that the Lord Jesus came onto this earth to accomplish the work of salvation.
他一次成就，存到永远。
And he has accomplished all, and now he lives forever.
这些都是真理。
What he has accomplished will go on forever, and this is truth.
所以我们慢慢对这些真理有一个概念。
So now we slowly seem to have this concept of what truth is.
那在圣经里面啊，当我们去接触到真理的时候
，So whenever we encounter truth in the Bible,
我不晓得弟兄姊妹读圣经会有没有一个问题。
I don't know if, brothers and sisters, if when you're reading this, if you have this question in your mind.
神的话
God's word.
真理
The truth.
啊，光
And light.
到底有什么差别
What is the difference between these three? Have you wondered before?
我常常过去有一段时间想这个彼此的关系
Before, I've often thought about and meditated on what is the relationship between these three things.
我想用我有限的领会跟弟兄姊妹稍微解释一下。
So I want to use what limited understanding I have to share with what I've concluded.
圣经里面跟我们讲到光的时候
Whenever the Bible talks to us about light,
不仅讲到这个世界上我们肉眼可以看见的光
It's not just the light that we can perceive with the naked eye.
我们现在乃是讲到当我们啊，比方讲信主的时候
，For example, we're talking about believing in the Lord.
我们常常说我们过去的生活是落在黑暗的里头。
We often say that our lives in the past was in darkness.
我们因为认识了主耶稣，我里面就有了光。
But after we come to know Lord Jesus, our life now has light.
所以光不仅啊。是一个我们肉眼可以看见的。
So this light is not just something we can perceive with the naked eye.
当神他的话或者神自己的启示临到我们人身上的时候，我们里面有了光。
So whenever the Lord's word or revelation comes to us, we suddenly have light.
那很多的时候呢，光引导我们去看见一个真理。
Many a times, this light leads us to be able to see a certain truth.
当我们遇见了那种光，我们知道耶稣基督才是我的救主。
After we have this light, are we able to see that the Lord Jesus is our Savior, is my Savior?
其他的宗教都是虚假的。
We can see after this light that all other religions are fake or false.
然后借着这些真理
，and through these truths，
很多的时候是神的话把它表明出来。
It's oftentimes expressed through the word of God.
那同样一个原则
，in the same vein，
当基督徒在读主的话的时候
When a Christian is reading God's word.
我们首先接触的是神的话。
What we first come in contact with is God's word.
那当我们读了神的话，好像神慢慢的把这些话产生一个真理，或者是另外一些的真理，就慢慢在我们的心中启示出来。
It seems as if as we're reading God's word, the Lord is working to bring to light certain truths to us.
当我们看见了这些真理之后，我们里面的人就明亮过来。
After we perceive and understand these truths, we are enlightened.
我们就有了光。
In other words, we have light.
光非常的重要。
And this light is of utmost importance.
有光我们才能够走路。
We can only walk forward if we have light.
光非常的重要。
So again, I have to reiterate, light is so important.
好像当我们要去得着亮光的时候，我们是从主的话得着真理，然后我们去。当然，真理跟话不能够绝对的分开。
It's through this light that we receive God's word and truth, of which the last two cannot be separated.
我们盼望从主的话、主的真理当中得到亮光。
And we hope, we have this earnest hope that we can receive God's word through this light.
你比方讲，当我遇见一件需要做决定的事情，或者是当我的生活遭遇到许多的难处，我不晓得当向东向西走的时候。
For instance, when you're at a crossroads in life, when you don't know where to turn left or right, you need God's word.
我们都盼望从主话语的里面得到亮光，得到指引。
And during these times, we hope to receive God's light through His word.
或者我们盼望主直接在我的里面给我一个开启，叫我向东走或者向西走。
Or we hope that God will reveal to us in our hearts and tell us whether we should turn right or left.
所以这个光呢，是我们走路最重要的指引。
So this light is important to us when we are walking this path.
但是我们都知道呢，话或者是真理不一定带我们进入光中。
But light and God's word itself may not necessarily be enough to lead us into the light.
但是光一定会带我们认识真理和主的话。
But light will lead us to understand what is God's word and truth.
因为话跟真理很可能就是字句而已。Words and
because truth and
truth could be literal.
Light and truth might just be literal.
它不一定会带我们进入那个光中。
And they may not necessarily all the time bring us into light.
所以我们怎样借着真理，借着话，能够进入那个光中？非常的重要。
So it's of utmost importance for us to learn how we can enter into God's word through this light.
当然，神怜悯我们，神首先也很可能把，也常常会把光直接就赐给我们。
But we know that our God is very merciful, so oftentimes He will directly give us, shine His light on us.
那在圣经里面呢，我们先看。先来看几处的话。
So, and let's look at a few passages in the Bible about this.
你比方讲在诗篇119篇130节。
For instance, in Psalms chapter 119, verse 130.
他说你的话语一解开，就发出亮光，叫愚人得以通达。
The unfolding of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple.
你的话语只要一解开，就会发出亮光。
The unfolding of your words gives light.
虽然话语跟光没有直接的关系。
Even though words and light, there's no direct relationship between them.
但是在某种程度上仍然有关系。
But to a certain degree, they are related.
需要被解开。
The word needs to be unfolded.
是谁来解开？
And who will unfold these words?
另外还有圣经也跟我们提到。
The Bible also tells us this.
他说你的话就是真理。
It says that God's word is truth.
这在约翰福音十七章。
It's in John chapter 17.
所以神的话是真理。
So God's word is truth.
可是很多时候我们读了神的话，我们还看不到真理。
But oftentimes we can't see the truth even after reading God's word.
所以到底我们怎样借着他的话得到真理？
So how are we to receive truth? From God's word.
那另外还有一个地方也讲到，当我们怎样在光中与神相交。
Another passage in the Bible tells us how we are to commune with God in the light.
因为神是光。
Because God is light.
我们只有行在真理的里头，我们才能够与这一位是光的神，我们能够有交通。
Only when we're walking in light can we have fellowship with God.
这在约翰一书。
This is in 1 John.
所以我们就可以看见呢，这三者彼此之间都有某种程度的关系。
So we see that these three things that we mentioned before have to a certain degree a connection with amongst each other.
所以当主耶稣他要上十字架之前，
So before Lord Jesus was nailed onto the cross,
他告诉我们怎样借着他的话进入真理到他的光中。
He tells us how to enter into this truth, into the light through his word.
那就是借着圣灵保惠师。
That is through the Holy Spirit, the helper.
圣灵保惠师他是真理的灵。
The helper, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth.
他要教导我们想起主所说的一切话。
And he will bring to us remembrance God's word.
他要把主的话带我们进入那个光中。
And he will, the Holy Spirit will lead us into God's light through his word.
所以主耶稣说，
So Lord Jesus said,
他说我的话就是灵，就是生命。
He says, my words are spirit and truth.
这个灵跟生命呢，乃是带领我们去进入那个光中。
This spirit and truth will lead us into the light.
主耶稣说，我的话。
The Lord Jesus said, my words.
这个我的话，弟兄姊妹都知道，它是rhema。
We all know that when Jesus says my words, he speaks of rhema.
希腊文讲到神的话呢，有两个字。
So in the Greek, when it speaks of God's word, it uses two words.
一个字大家都知道是 logos.
The first we know is logos.
就是神第一次把他的心意发表出来。
Is when the Lord first revealed his will.
但是当主借着他的话，借着圣灵在我们身上重新讲他讲过的话的时候，这些话就变成我们个人的话，就是我们的亮光。
But when the Lord uses His word to speak to us, to speak through us, and to give us light, it becomes our own words.
这个就变成了 rhema.
And in this point, it becomes rhema.
Rhema 会产生生命和灵。
And rhema can produce or generate spirit and truth. Life and spirit. Sorry.
生命给我们有亮光。
And life gives us light.
这个灵呢，给我们有能力。
And the spirit gives us strength.
所以我们就可以看见呢，我们需要常常活在圣灵的光中呢，让圣灵借着神的话来对我们说话。
So we know we have to often dwell in the light of the Holy Spirit so the Lord can speak to us through His Word.
感谢主呢，当我们蒙恩得救的时候。
We thank the Lord. We thank the Lord that when we were saved by grace.
我们有圣灵住在我们的里面。
We have the Holy Spirit that dwells within us.
圣灵乐意把耶稣基督的话启示在我们的里面。
And the Spirit is happy to reveal the Lord Jesus within us.
所以我们要让圣灵有说话的机会。
So we have to give the Holy Spirit a chance to speak to us.
那我讲一个简单的例子。
I'll give a simple example.
其实也不简单，对我来说。
Well, actually, to me, it's not that simple.
我们常常读圣经呢，读到说我们彼此相爱，我们要用的是这个神圣 agape 的爱。
The Bible often tells us that we must love one another using agape love.
那这个神圣的爱到底是什么叫神圣的爱?
And it tells us we must love each other with a holy love. But what is this holy love?
我在主面前常常问这个问题。
I often have asked the Lord this question.
我说主啊，我做的到底是不是你认为的 agape 的爱?
I asked the Lord, Lord, this love that I have and walk, is it truly agape love?
我也查考圣经。
I've also studied.The Bible about this.
但是里面总是觉得没有一个真实的亮光在里头。
But I've never felt, haven't felt a true enlightening about this.
一直到有一次呢。
Until one day.
当我面对一些情形的时候。
When I was faced with certain situations.
主的灵就开始在我里面给我一个亮光。
The Spirit of the Lord started to shine light within me.
你怎样的回应?
He asked, he said to me, how do you respond?
对这一些不可爱的弟兄姊妹。
How do you respond to these brothers and sisters who seem unlovable?
你是不是还能表现出你的爱?
Are you still able to express your love to these brothers and sisters.
这就是 agape.
This is agape.
这个爱我要在主面前承认我没有这些东西。
I have to confess before the Lord that I do not have this kind of love.
但是主他有。
But the Lord does.
他可以帮助我胜命圣灵的能力让我去爱我们不可爱的人。
The Lord through the Holy Spirit can help me to love those who seem unlovable.
真理就在这个时候突然间在我们的灵里面明亮了过来。
And this truth that we have in our hearts and our minds all of a sudden seem to be enlightened.
实在说来真理还不单单只是把那一条路照明在我们的前面可以走上去。
Truth is not just something that shines the light on this path, showing us where to walk.
真理每一次显出来的时候都是把耶稣基督显出来。
Every time truth is expressed, it reveals the Lord Jesus Christ Himself.
所以主在把我带往前去的时候
So when the Lord is leading me forward
当主耶稣被挂在十字架上
And I think when the Lord was hanging on the cross Kneeled to the cross
主说父啊赦免他们
The Lord said Lord forgive them
他们所做的他们不知道
For they know not what they do
弟兄姊妹这些话我们不晓得读了多少遍
Brothers and sisters, I don't know how many times we have read this passage already.
但是当这个光显出来的时候
But when we receive this light of revelation,
这一条路不仅显在我的心中
This path not only dwells in my heart,
并且这一条路让我更直接看到这一个就是神自己
I come to know that this path is the Lord Himself.
所以当主耶稣开始讲到我就是真理的时候
So when the Lord says, I am the truth,
我开始明白过来了
I'm beginning to understand.
你不仅是那一条真理把这一条对的方法道路告诉了我
Not only, you as the truth not only told us the right way to proceed.
我借着这一个光我就看到就是主自己
Through your light, I can see that this path is the Lord Himself.
弟兄姊妹可以开始领会我要交通的话
I trust, brothers and sisters, you can begin to understand what I'm trying to share today.
所以我们活在圣灵的光中非常的重要
So it is important, so important for us to live in the light of the Holy Spirit.
这不是一件非常奥秘的事情
This is not such some deep mystery.
这也不是单单是给少数几个人的事情
And this truth is not something meant for only a few of us.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit dwells in each and every one of us.
只要我们是重生得救的
As long as we have been saved and born again.
我们平常读圣经的时候
So when we're reading the Bible,
我们存着一个谦卑的心来到主面前
We have this heart of humility before the Lord.
主乐意把他的话解开
The Lord is happy and willing to reveal His word to us.
当我们遭遇各样难处，我们寻求神的时候
，When we encounter various trials and we call out to the Lord,
神乐意把他的道路，把他的亮光启示给我们。
The Lord is well pleased to reveal His light to us.
我们需要去学习。
We have to learn this part.
我们需要花时间多跟我们的主。不管在话语当中在生活上在祷告借着祷告我们跟他有接触
We must spend more time whether in our daily walk our life even in prayer in our prayer we long to draw closer to God
让我们这个属灵的器官呢能够越过越跟主有一个啊直接的关系能够很快或者是就是说很能够明白主对我们说了什么话
So we can strengthen this spiritual organ that we have, so to speak, that we may be able to become closer to God to understand Him more.
所以这是非常奇妙的一件事情
But this is such an amazing thing.
那我们知道了这些基本的原则之后
Now after we have understood these elementary principles.
Basic
principles.
我们就来看几处的地方。
Let's look at some passages.
我们先看约翰福音第八章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 8.
第八章呢，他那里主耶稣对着信他的犹太人讲了一些话，在三十一节。
In verse 31, Lord Jesus spoke to some of the Jews that believed in him.
耶稣对信他的犹太人说：“你们若常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒。”
So Jesus was saying to those Jews who had believed him, "If you continue in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine."
你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
And you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free.
我们这里讲到常常遵守我的道，直接的翻译就是住在我的话里头。
When it says here that you must continue in my word, to me that means abide in his word.
什么叫做住在主的话里头呢
What does it mean to abide in God's word?
就是我们遵守主的话
That is, we must keep His word.
当我们学习去遵守主的话，我们就会明白许多的真理
If we learn how to keep His word, we'll be able to understand many of His truths.
真理所带来的结果呢，会让我们得到自由，得到释放。
And understanding this truth, we will, once we know this truth, the truth will make us free.
然后我们继续往下看，犹太人问主说，我们从来没有做谁的奴仆，你怎么说我们要得自由呢？
But then, if you read on further, the Jews answered him, we have never yet been enslaved to anyone. How is that you say that we will be free?
那主耶稣就跟他们讲说，你们受罪的捆绑，你们就是罪的奴仆了。
And the Lord Jesus said, you are enslaved to sin, so you are slaves of sin.
所以这里讲到得自由，乃是从罪中得释放。
So this when it says the truth will make you free, it means you will finally truly be free from sin.
我们如果能够遵守主的话，
if we are able to keep God's word,
我们活在主的真理当中，
and we live in the God's truth,
我们就不会受罪的辖制，
we will not be encumbered in the bondage of sin.
罪是一个极大的捆绑。
Sin is a very major bondage.
不能够让我们自由来跟随主。
It has a tight grip on us and prevents us from following the Lord.
所以我们给大家一个例子。
So let me give you an example.
我刚信主的时候，
when I first believed in the Lord,
主呢在我的心里面给我很多的光照。
The Lord has shined His light in many parts of my life.
给我很多的矫正。
And He has corrected me in many areas.
你比方讲
For example,
很多时候呢，我们在天然人的里面，
oftentimes we're living in our natural man.
我们喜欢说谎话。
We like telling lies.
或者我们喜欢说好听的话。
Or we say things people want to hear.
我们不说真实话。
And we don't tell them the truth.
那主在这件事上给我很多的教训。
And on these areas, the Lord has taught me many lessons.
我读了主的话呢，主要我们做一个诚实的人。
After reading God's word, I realized that God wants us to be truthful people.
所以当每一次我讲好听的话，不实在的话。
So every time I found myself speaking words trying to please others or words that are not true,
我心里非常的不舒服。
I became very uncomfortable within.
然后当我做了不实在的事情的时候，我心里非常不舒服。
And I always found myself to be with great unease whenever I did something that was untruthful.
我在主面前祷告说，主啊，帮助我脱离这一些。
And I came before the Lord and asked the Lord, said, Lord, please help me to leave these things.
感谢主呢，主很简单的告诉我，照着我的话行。
And the Lord very simply told me,follow and keep my word.
是就说是，不是就说不是，再多说出于那恶者。
Yes, let your yes be yes and no be no. Anything else is from the evil one.
不容易哦。
And this is easier said than done.
但是圣灵给我们力量。
But the Spirit strengthens us.
我就从这些捆绑里面得释放。
And after that was when I was finally freed from these chains, from this bondage.
你比方讲上个礼拜四，
another example, last Thursday,
我们公司刚好我们那个 project 要请吃饭。
At my company, there was a project I was working on, and we need to have a meal.
然后这个公司大概有一个地位比较高，我也 因为人太多，搞不清楚他到底是什么职位。
We had this corporate dinner with somebody that was very high up on the corporate ladder. I'm not sure what position he held.
要来跟我们讲话。
And so this higher up was going to come and speak to us.
刚好同时间呢，公司我们那一小组有读经聚会。
And it was at that very that same time that was scheduled for that talk. There was a group of us scheduled to have a Bible study.
那我只好跟这个召集的人就跟他讲说，我有聚会，我没办法去。
I had a house meeting scheduled at the same time, so I told my company said, I'm sorry, I can't attend this event.
不是 house meeting， 是中午吃午饭的时候，我们自己有一个 group， 是 Bible study group。
I'm sorry, I was confused. You're saying he said there's this Bible study group in the company that met at the same time as the speaking event. So I told my boss I couldn't attend the speaking event.
我们那个 Bible study group 人不多。
And there are only a few of us participating in that Bible study group.
但是这些弟兄姊妹非常的有心。
But these brothers and sisters were very earnest.
而且呢，他们是在一般基督教的教会聚会。
And they all met at, you know, regular fellowships.
很多主的话他们不明白。
Yet there are many, many parts of God's word that they did not understand.
他们却很渴慕，并且遵守主的话。
Yet still, they were very earnest in pursuing God's word.
所以主告诉我，我们宁可不要去吃饭，我们要去聚会。
So the Lord told me, and said, I'd rather forgo this opportunity to this dinner to read God's word.
Lunch.
A lunch.
所以就讲实话，我要去聚会。
Long story short.I was truthful and I said I want to go and attend this meeting.
弟兄姊妹，每一个启示都带着十字架的功课。
Brothers and sisters, every one of God's revelations to us comes with the work of the cross.
但是当你愿意跟上去的时候，你得到亮光，你认识主。
But once, only when you're able, you're willing to accept this work, and will you be enlightened, and then you will know the Lord.
你要得到自由吗?
Do you want to be set free?
你要遵守主的话。
Then you must follow and keep God's word.
我想这里主的话，很显然，我们从圣经的启示来说，不是守那个字句。根据圣经的启示呢，不单单是 literal words.
We trust that according to this revelation of God's word is not just a literal revelation.
我们乃是知道，当圣灵开始在你里面说话，或者让你心里不舒服的时候，主已经在动工了。
It's when we feel that the Holy Spirit is speaking to us, chastising us, or making us feel unease about something, that is the work of the Holy Spirit.
你愿意带着那个不舒服继续去做那些事吗？还是宁可赶快顺服，让那个不舒服放下来？
Are you going to choose to brush aside this uneasiness and continue to do what the Spirit makes you feel uneasy about, or will you choose to follow the leading of the Spirit?
所以感谢主，他在真理里面，在亮光的当中释放我们。
So thank the Lord that the Spirit in truth and light has set us free.
第二个，我们再来看这个成圣，就是约翰福音十七章。
Let's turn to John 17 in regards to this matter of sanctification.
我们就读十七章十五到十九节。
Let's read John 17, 15 to
19.
15 to 19.
Yeah. 我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你超 啊，保守他们脱离那恶者。
I do not ask you to take them out of the world, but to keep them from the evil one.
他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。
They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world.
求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。
Sanctify them in the truth, your word is truth.
你怎样差我到世上，我也照样差他们到世上。
As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world.
我为他们的缘故自己分别为圣，叫他们也因真理成圣。
For their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they themselves also may be sanctified in truth.
主自己把自己来到地上，他说他把自己完全分别。
The Lord came to this earth and completely consecrated himself from the world.
他把自己完全交托给父。
He gave his all of himself to the Lord.
他要离开世界了。
When he's about to leave this world,
他告诉我们，他求父用真理叫我们成圣。
He prayed to God, asking him to sanctify us in the truth.
成圣也是两面的真理。
This matter of sanctification also has two aspects to its truth.
客观的真理是在希伯来书第十章第十节。
The objective side of the truth is from Hebrews chapter 10, verse 10.
耶稣基督一次献上，就成为我们永远啊成圣的那个根源。
We have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all.
这是客观的。
This is the objective truth.
主观的就是这里。
The subjective truth is what it says in this chapter.
父必须要借着圣灵，用他的真理叫我们成圣。
The Father must sanctify us through his truth.
所以这里讲到他们就是我们不马上离开这个世界。
So that tells us here that we are not to leave this world immediately, not to be taken out of this world.
主用他的真理来叫我们成圣。
But the Lord wants to sanctify us through His truth.
我们需要追求圣洁。
We must pursue this sanctification.
主的话，许多的真理。我们明白。
And so that we are able to understand much more of God's truth.
我们怎样行事为人。
And know how to walk in this world.
我们要告诉，让圣灵可以在我们身上做工。
We have to allow the Holy Spirit to do His work on us.
把他客观的话变成我们的生命。
That may His objective words may become part of our lives.
因为成圣这个我们已经上一次提过了。
This matter of sanctification we talked about last time.
所以我们就不继续交通。
So I will leave it at that.
最后我们交通这个。
My last point.
在光中与神相交。
Is the fellowship with God in light.
我们看约翰一书。
Let's turn to 1 John.
约翰一书呢。我们就读几处的圣经。
Let's read a couple passages from 1 John.
我们先读约翰一书第一节。
1 John chapter 1 verse 1.
论到从起初原有的生命之道。
What was from the beginning? What we have heard.
就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼所看过、亲手所摸过的。
It's what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands.
第三节。
Verse 3.
我们将所看见所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交。
What we have seen and heard we proclaim to you also, so that you too may have fellowship with us, and indeed our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ.
第五节。
Verse 5.
神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。这是我们从主所听见又报给你们的信息。
This is the message we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all.
第六节
Verse 6,
我们若说与神相交却能在黑暗中黑暗里行，就是说谎话，不行真理了。
If we say that we have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth.
第七节，我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交，他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
Verse 7, but if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his Son cleanses us from all sin.
So we know
that God is light.
那这里一开头讲到起初原有生命之道。
And here it says from the beginning we have the word of life.
在约翰福音讲到太初有道。
And John it says in the beginning was the word.
这两个的不同呢，主要乃是讲到我们的主一面，他是神话的发表。
This speaks of the differences that one talks about the expression of God's word.
而另外一面呢，也让我们看见我们的主乃是这个生命的源头。
And the other speaks of how the Lord is theA source of life.
他的话，这一个发表是带着生命。
This manifestation of the word carries with it life.
在约翰福音那里讲到，生命在他的里头。
In the Gospel of John, it says that life was in him.
这生命就是人的光。
And this life was the light of men.
我很喜欢达比的解释。
I really like Darby's translation of this.
达比说呢，在这一个生命是在神这一边。
Darby's translation explains that life is with God.
当这个生命临到人这一边的时候，就变成光。
And once this life comes in contact with man, it becomes light.
其实生命跟光是可以对等来使用。
So the light...and life are equivalent.
你如果碰到了光,
if you touch light,
其实你就碰到了生命,
then you have touched life.
你碰到了生命, 你就觉得整个人被更新。
When you touch upon life, you feel that your entire self has become renewed.
你整个人被更新, 你同时得到力量。
And once you have been renewed, you are strengthened.
所以我们读圣经的时候看到光也好看到生命也好其实这是两个对等的东西。
When we're reading the Bible, we sometimes see light and life, but these things are two sides of the same coin. They're equivalent.
特别我们现在开始在读这个约翰福音。
Especially now, recently we've been studying the Gospel of John.
弟兄姊妹可以特别留意。
And the brothers and sisters, I pray that you will keep this in mind.
那在这里告诉我们
And so here it tells us
神是光
that God is light.
我们如果要维持与这一位是光的神交通的时候
If we want to maintain this fellowship with God
我们必须要行在真理的里头
We must walk in truth.
我们如果不行真理
If we do not walk in truth
我们就没办法与神交通
Then we are unable to fellowship with God.
那交通这个题目在圣经里面非常的重要。
And fellowship is a very important subject in the Bible.
我们借着与神的交通，我们从主那里得生命。
In our fellowship with God, we receive life.
我们借着交通，我们可以把我们的重担、忧虑卸给神。
And through this fellowship, we can give our burdens, our worries, anxieties to the Lord.
并且神召我们就是进入与他儿子的交通里头。
For the Lord has called us to enter into this fellowship with his Son.
耶稣基督一切属天属灵的丰盛，他要借着这个灵里面的交通分享给我们。
The Lord wants to share his abundance through the Spirit with us.
弟兄姊妹，我们在地上行走。
Lord, brothers and sisters, as we're walking on this earth,
我们需要有属天的能力。
We must have divine power.
否则的话，我们很难胜过这个世界。
Otherwise, it's very hard for us to overcome this world.
你知道一条鱼在河里面，我们不是随波逐流。
If you see a fish swimming in the lake, it follows the current.
我们乃是逆流而上。
But we are like the fish that are swimming upstream against the current.
我们怎样得到那一个生命的能力呢？
How are we able to receive this divine strength?
乃是借着交通。
That is through the fellowship.
与主神圣的交通。
Through fellowship, the holy fellowship with God.
怎样维持那一个交通？
How are we able to maintain this fellowship?
我们需要活在真理的光中。
We must live in the light of truth.
所以感谢主。主把许多的真理赐给我们。
We thank the Lord that He has given us many truths.
当我们能够行在光中的时候，
when we are walking in His light,
我们就不落在黑暗的里头。
We are no longer in darkness.
什么叫做黑暗？
And what is darkness?
我想弟兄姊妹多少都清楚。
I'm sure many of you know.
很多见不得人的事。
Many things that are we cannot speak of.
或者告诉别人你也觉得不好意思的事。
Or some things that we feel uneasy sharing with others.
这些已经表明是在黑暗的当中。
These things signify that these are things in darkness.
当然有很多事情是我们跟神的关系我们不需要讲。
Other things we know there are many things between us and God we don't need to share.
不需要讲跟活在黑暗当中还是有不同。
Not speaking of something or living in darkness, there's still a difference between the two, though.
所以我们圣经告诉我们，当我们活在光中的时候，我们就能够成为光明之子。
So the Bible tells us that when we're walking in light, we become sons of light.
我们就能够在这一个弯曲悖逆的时代，成为一个明光照耀。
And we are able to live as lights in this crooked and wicked generation.
人在一个黑暗的时代看不见光的时候，却能够从基督徒的身上看见光，并且借着光能够认识主。
So those who do not know the Lord, who are living in this dark world, can see God and His light through the light of His children.
所以圣经有两处的话，我们读完我们就结束了。
There's two more passages I want to read before I conclude.
跟大家一起勉励。
So I want to read these two passages to encourage everyone.
所以腓立比书第二章那里讲到。
That is Philippians chapter 2.
14-16节。
Verse 14-16.
凡所行的都不要发怨言，起争论。
Do all things without grumbling or disputing.
使你们无可指责，诚实无伪，在这弯曲悖逆的世代做神无瑕疵的儿女，你们显在这世代中好像明光照耀。
So that you will prove yourselves to be blameless and innocent children of God above reproach in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation among whom you appear as lights in the world.
将生命的道表明出来，叫我在基督的日子好夸我没有空跑也没有徒劳。
Holding fast the word of life, so that in the day of Christ I will have reason to glory, because I did not run in vain nor toil in vain.
我们需要把这生命的话表明出来。
We need to live out this word of life, these words of life.
我们不能有话，但是没有那个生命的果子。 We have words, but we cannot without.The fruit of the life of the word.
Yeah.
Okay. 所以这是教会在地上一个最重要的见证。
So this is a very important testimony the church must have.
那主耶稣不也在马太福音第五章一开头就告诉我们？
The Lord also tells us in the beginning of Matthew chapter 5.
他说你们是世界的光。
He says that you are the light of the world.
然后主就用很多的比喻，比如说城啊、灯，都是表明我们在地上是显明的。
says a city set on a hill and light are examples of how we ought to live on this world as lights.
我们怎样能够有那个见证所带出来那个光的果效？
How are we to live, prepare this testimony and bring to effect this light that we have?
行在光中。
We must walk in the light.
我们必须行在真理的里头。
And we must walk in truth.
那当我们这样行的以后，
And after we walk in this way,
弟兄姊妹，我们就能够认识到主就是那一个真理。
We can then know that the truth of God.
每当我们去想到这些话，我应该遵守的时候，
Every time we think upon this word and we feel like I feel like I have to keep these words.
或者真理把这些话开启我，我需要去遵守的时候，
Or when the truth has revealed to me that I must hold fast these words.
更重要的，我们认识主更多。
The more important thing is that we have to know the Lord more.
因为主在地上，他就是过这样的生活。
Because the Lord is how the Lord lived his life on earth.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord.
我们停在这里。
I'll stop here.
主，我们把这些话交托在你恩典的手中。
Lord, we give these words into your gracious hands.
你就是那道路。真理和生命。
You are the way, the truth, and the life.
让我们能够借着你，我们回到父的家中。
May you lead us back to the house of the Father.
感谢主，
Lord,
你不撇下我们为孤儿。
Thank the Lord that you did not abandon us to be orphans.
你如今借着圣灵住在我们的里面。
And today you live within us through the Holy Spirit.
你借着你的话，借着圣灵，带领我们进入一切的真理。
And through your words and Holy Spirit, you take us into your truth.
你教导我们成为圣洁，成为光明之子。
And you call and teach us to be sanctified and to be children of light.
让我们在地上能够成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
So that we may be sanctified without any blemish on this earth.
能够在这世上如同明光照耀，
that we may be children of light filled with your light on this earth,
将这生命的道表明出来，
and express this word of life.
主啊，特别在你回来的日子之前，
Lord, before you return again,
在这一个黑暗极深的时代，
in this dark generation,
是非颠倒，
when what's true and what's right has beenThe truth and what's true and false have been reversed.
黑白不分的世代当中，
when we are no longer discerning of right and wrong,
你是我们唯一的亮光，
you are our only light.
你是我们唯一的真理，
you are our only truth.
我们感谢你，
we thank you.
保守我们在你的光中行，
and you keep us in our walk in your light.
让我们都能够走在你的光明的道路上，
and may you allow us to be able to walk in your light,
走在你的真理中，
and walk in your truth,
好叫你的名得荣耀，
that your name may be glorified.
我们把感谢敬拜归给你，
give all our thanks and worship to you.
祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名，
we pray and thank you, Lord, in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.